Him because he has given us the freedom and the liberty to praise and honor him. How many feels the freedom in this house today? Hallelujah. This is what will give you results when we come together in one mind and one accord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Without any further ado, I want you to help me welcome LaVonda Bolin as she comes and brings forth the word for this house. Take your liberty. This is my sister.
I love to hug my brother. Woo!
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we're a radical bunch. If you thought you were going to come to a quiet house, buddy, you came to the wrong place. We get excited about what God is doing. God is doing great things, big things in the earth. And you know what? If you don't like this sound, if this sound is too busy for you, then you're not going to want to go to heaven, because we're going to be rejoicing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and from the beginning to the end, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just play softly for me. This is Pastor James. He plays for our ministry. And I've asked him to come up and play, and this is, oh, Lord. This is Fred. He's going to blow the shofar. This is Pastor Tim over here. He's going to blow the shofar for us when it's the right time. Amen? I am so excited to be here. Every time I come here, I get so excited. I want to come up here and get up here. I got to get up there now. I got to get up there now. I got to get up there now. You know what I mean? Something gets, the expectation is big in me. It's big. Bishop Rick, I love you. Pastor Renee, I love you. Thank you for trusting us and inviting this team. I know I have been blessed. I know the team has been blessed. And I know there has been seeds sowed in each and every one of your life. Seeds that are going to be life-changing. You're never going to be the same. And it was all through the Word of God. Where's my, can you get my Bible out of my bag there, Bambi, for me, please? Just in case. It's my sword. I have some notes, but I'm going to obey the Lord. How about that? Okay? I want to give God glory and honor right now. I want to thank him for Harvey and Nita Mae Satterfield, which was my mom and dad. Another reason I like to come here, because it's like a family reunion. It's not only my family by blood, but it's this family. I love you guys. You always make us feel so welcome and so loved. And Jesus with skin on. I love to come here. But I would like all my family, I'm talking about my brothers, I'm talking about my nieces, my nephews, and my cousins, and my sisters. I got some sisters here. I want you to stand up. Tina, that means you too. Kebab, you need to stand up too. I just want to say, there's different generations here. I'm the, probably, no, Ruth, the oldest generation, but I'm the next under her. No, Helen is. I'm sorry, Helen's here too, my oldest sister. But I'm going to talk to you about your children and your grandchildren that are here. If you could have been in this conference, God showed up real big. But I look out here and I see my family. Each generation, how the anointing is double on other lives. Chrissy, I want you ladies to look. This is my niece right here. That's Pastor Rick's daughter. I want you to know. Where's Joseph at? Is he gone? The anointing is upon this house. And I want you to look at your children and look at the anointing. You can sit down now. That's upon, that God is the anointing that's upon your life. And know that the anointing is double upon your children, triple upon your grandchildren. just dare to believe that? Speak what the word says over them. Amen? I just wanted to say that. Praise the Lord. During this conference, I talked on a real, probably a touchy subject that a lot of people don't like to talk about. And I really feel like I need to run through it to tip it a little bit today. But I want all of you people that were here in the conference to bear with me, because God's going somewhere. God's going to take it somewhere to another level, okay? I want you to know the wisdom of God and the wisdom of the world is separate. We as Christians need to walk in the wisdom of the God. We need to recognize the difference between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. And I'm just going to share a couple of things on this because I'm going to move on. But the wisdom of God is gentle and it's generous. It speaks the truth. See, this has got to get in your spirit. I'm just not reading this off the paper just to be reading it. God wants this to get in your spirit. He wants you to know and draw that line and know the difference. It's pure and it's organized. It results in peace. It's reasonable. The fruit of love and mercy. The wisdom of darkness is selfish ambition and jealousy. It speaks lies and deceives. The devil's a liar. He's the one that lies to you. He's the one that deceives you. But you don't have to allow that to happen, because he has given you the power and the authority. It's disorderly and demonic. It results in disharmony. It's a self-centered. The fruit of strife and competition. That's the wisdom of darkness. It's demonic. The Bible says, am I too loud? Okay. Because I have a tendency of screaming, don't I? I get excited, man. The power of God was strong in here. It still is. I want to say this. The wisdom of God always, always brings forth peace. Okay? And I don't want everybody going in and out unless you have to. Because somebody here needs to hear this that wasn't here. Okay? So honor and reverence this house. Galatians 5:19 and 21 says, the act of the sinful nature are obvious. It's sexual immorality, impurity, despotry, idolatry, and witchcraft. Hatred, discord, it's jealousy, it's fits of rage, self and ambition, dissension, fraction, and even envy, drunkenness, orgies, and all like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And the fruit of the Spirit, which is in Galatians 5, 22, 23. Now, don't go to sleep on me, people that was here, because God is going somewhere. So get excited about hearing the word again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. Now we're going to talk about your mind. I only got to hit a surface about the renewing of the mind. God's wisdom involves an ongoing renewal of your mind. Now there is a major difference between renewing your mind, your heart, and renewing your mind. Your heart is renewed by God. But your mind is renewed by who? Who is your mind renewed by? It's up to you. How do you do that? I'm going to challenge you today to work on the renewal of your mind, because that's the only place the enemy has a foothold to come in. to come at you, to lie at you, to steal, to kill, and destroy you. If he can get you to think in a lie about your brother or sister or about a loved one, if he can just get in a crack, then guess what? He'll have a field day in your life. He will have a field day. The devil is a liar. And I'm going to keep saying that. Now, I know I've talked about the devil a lot, but you need to realize that the world is getting wickeder, and the righteouser are going to get righteous. And the light of God that's in us will overtake the darkness. If you are walking in God's love and walking in the fruit of the Spirit. But if you're going to look like the world and act like the world, guess what? They're not going to know the difference. They won't listen to you. This sure is a quiet church. The truth has set you free. Until you learn how to renew your mind, you will never be able to keep your heart in diligence. This is critical. It's a critical factor to having the wisdom of God, the mind. That's the only place the enemy, that he comes at you, is through your mind. He wants you to look at circumstances that are in your life, maybe with a family member, and tell you that that's hopeless. They're never going to change. They're never going to get off drugs. They're never going to be saved. They're just the devil. Well, let me tell you something. The devil's a liar. God does not want you looking at what you see in the natural. Because in the kingdom of God, and when your mind is renewed, you can see. Because God will allow you to see through his eyes. You will see the goodness of God that's in them. And God will allow you to pour love on them. Supernatural love that will bring healing and wholeness to their life. Because I used to do it the other way. Until I learned differently. When I begin to change my words and begin to change the way my perceptive was against someone, toward someone, and speak life over them instead of death, because there's power in your tongue. You're the one that murders. You don't have to go out and shoot anybody. You murder them with your tongue. There's power. There's life and death in your tongue. So I choose to speak life over my enemy. Because your fight is not with flesh and blood. It's with principalities and powers of the darkness. That's why you need to draw the line. You need to know the difference of the dark and the light. When you were born again, our hearts were renewed. How many in here, well, I'm not going to ask you that question. I'm going to take it that everybody in here is a believer. When you were born again, our hearts were renewed. But most of the programming in our mind was the same old programming. Because we had old mindsets. Did you know what you put in you will come out of you? This is just by my choice. I love to listen to praise and worship. When I listen to country music or anything like that, this is just my choice. I just feel a little bit uncomfortable with it because I just love to be in the presence of the Lord. But I like to have fun. Don't get me wrong. Now, if you put an oldie on sometime, you know, I'm just telling you me. I'm talking to you about me. I like oldies a little bit once in a while. Oh, goodness. Your motives was different in life. Your heartfelt desires were different. Your ideals still the product of the world's programming. That's why most Christians struggle. Did you know that? In their life. Because of fear, vain imaginations, fantasies in your mind, daydreaming, Their mind is still not renewed, but their hearts have been changed. Okay? Does everybody understand the difference? In 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 5, it says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapon of our fight with us are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish stronghold. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedience to Christ." You know, the devil, he tells you things about yourself and about circumstances that are not true, like I said before. He brings fear on you. Has anybody ever faced fear? Well, I did face fear. Fear brought sickness to my body. Because I looked at it. It brought hopelessness to me. Fear is of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Just wait in just a second. The enemy will bring suspicious thoughts about someone that you love. And that's when fear comes in too. He knows your weaknesses and he knows your fears. The devil is willing to invest any amount of time to try to defeat us. One of the devil's strong points is patience. He wants to wear you out. And I know most of you have heard all this already. Ephesians 4, 21 and 23 says, "Indeed, you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your formal conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." You put off the old person, you change your mindset, and you put on a new person. Does everybody understand that? You put off the old person, you change your mindset, and then you put on the new person. Ephesians 4, 24 said, "And that you put on a new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." You know, there's been times that the enemy has attacked my mind. He tells me that I'm not qualified to be up here telling you about Jesus. He tells me I'm not smart enough, that there's a lot more people a lot smarter than me. He told me when my husband and I was going through some stuff, he says, "You're not going to make it." Because there was days I literally thought I was going to die. We went through 10 years, a whole decade. We went through a Job experience. But I want you to know that I'm still standing. I want you to, does everybody remember when I was here, it was August 1st, 2010. Was anybody here? I made a declaration over that house. How many of you stepped into that declaration that you were in a new season? How many started seeing the atmosphere and the change? It might have been little glimpses of it, but the favor of God started walking with you, and then it started chasing you down. Well, I want you to look at me right now. Because I'm different. I look different than I did the last time I was here. And I want to encourage you today that God has no respecter person. If you can recognize the enemy that has stolen from you, which I prayed and I said, Lord, and it came to me just like that. It was fear. Fear came in, it crept in, and the enemy was able to have a field day. The Lord said that everything that was stolen from you in the last season would come back to you 7 times. If you recognize the enemy and take off your mask in the pride and repent. The whole key is repentance, people. It will be restored. So look at me right now. I'm a different person, a different man than I was when I was here last time. I think I had $10 in my pocket. This is what excites me. My God is real. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly everything he has told me he would do. He's restoring everything the enemy has stolen from me. He tries to steal my health. He tried to take my mind. He took every bit of material things away from me. And I thank him for that, because it don't have a hold on me. Now when God gives it back to me and he tells me to give it away, take this. I used to own a pawn shop. I was in the business for 17 years. I had tons of gold, tons of coins, you name it. I mean, I was just overflowing with blessings, but I was always a giver. I've been a giver all my life. It was something that was born in me. It was birthed in me. Even when I was a sinner, I was a giver. I always took people in my house that had kids and kept them and loved them kids. The gift that's in me was always in me. I always operated in these gifts. But when I got saved and I got baptized with the Holy Ghost and now I'm on fire, the fire of God is in me. Am I walking too much? Am I making anybody nervous? Is anybody getting uncomfortable? Because I'm getting ready to get you excited. And that's when I want you to get ready. Seventeen years ago, I bought a piece of commercial property to put my business in. I was already in the business for 15 years prior to that. And I'm still 29. You guys can't add. I'm the youngest out of 11. Because I get younger every day because the devil's been defeated in my life. I'm going backwards instead of going forward, y'all. Say, you all? Okay, good. Now, I feel really at home. But this piece of property I bought was a commercial piece of property. And I'm a bargainer. God just got a gift of bargaining, you know. I always say, I'm not going to call it a bargainer. I'm going to call it I got favor. I got this piece of property at a good deal. But it was a commercial piece of property, so they wanted to do an environmental on it. Does anybody know what environmental means? They drill holes deep into the ground to see if there's anything, because there used to be a cleaners and there used to be a gas station on this corner lot right in the heart of Marietta. Well, little did I know, when the tests come back, it had an environmental. It had an environmental problem, a bad one. But I didn't know what it didn't matter to me. I just knew that was my piece of property because God said it was my piece of property. So I wasn't going to worry about it. I'm a crazy woman, you guys, and I'm real. I really am crazy. What you see is what you really get. Anybody that knows me, I'll tell you that. So I purchased a piece of property. Not even being bothered with the environmental problem. And so when I bought this piece of property, I put my business in it for a season. Until God told me, I want you to put a ministry in this business. That's where His Hands Extended got started. Where we fed and clothed and we trained up leaders. I've been training up leaders. It's in my bio. I mean, I could look back at my stuff and I go, I've been training up leaders all this time. I've been doing exactly what you've been doing, Bishop. I push people into their destiny. But anyways, long story short, I had to get another loan. Well, I don't show a whole lot of income. Because I just took a little bit. I didn't need to. You know, why take it out of your business if you don't need it? You know, keep it in there to keep it running good, right? That's wisdom. So I went and got another loan, and the bank gave me a loan. That was God. But they said, we have to do another environmental because the last one came back bad. And I thought, okay. Now I was beginning to learn what environmental was. So, lo and behold, the bank sent the same guy out that did the first environmental. They made him drill holes deeper, but on the other end where it would all run down. You guys better get ready. The Lord instructed me, and if we obey God, nothing is impossible for God. He said, get you a sister, anoint the ground, walk around it 7 times and pray in tongues. Seven times being a faithful sister, Jerry Langston, some of you know her. She's witness to all of this. The gentleman came into the business, and he says, what are you still doing here? This building should have been torn down. I says, what do you mean? He says, this building should have been condemned. I don't understand this. Oh, little did he know. He come back the next time. He said, I don't understand this. I got to check things out. God can do anything. He can do the impossible if you only believe. Just believe. Just believe, and He can do the impossible. The environmental reports come back. He come back in there. Before the bank even called me, he come back in there to talk to me. He said, what did you do? I says, what do you mean? I was like, I didn't know because I didn't know a whole lot about the problem. Sometimes you can act like a dumb blonde, but I got brown roots. I just walking because I'm looking at all of you. I want to know if you believe. I want fixing to tell you one miracle, but there's more. And I'm just going to hit on a few because I'm here to encourage you. To let you know that God is alive and He reigns. And there is nothing impossible for God. If you only believe, just a grain of mustard seed, there is nothing impossible for God. He come back in there and he wanted to know what I did. I said, what are you talking about? He says, no, you need to tell me what you did. I said, well, if you tell me what you're talking about, I will tell you what I did. He says, there's no environmental problem on this property. It's gone. He says, you need to tell me what you did. He says, because they made me come out here and dig deeper. God healed the land. The poison that was in the ground was gone. He totally healed the land. Blow that shofar. Pastor, blow that shofar. Everybody stand up for just a minute. I want you to blow your shofar because I want us to give him a shout because he lives. He reigns. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blow it. Because he reigns. He lives. He lives within you. Now it gets better. You may be seated if you can. Oh. Are you ready for your breakthrough? You have to believe. You have to stand on this word, knowing. God said you have to know. You have to know and believe he lives. Like I said, only $10 last time I was up here, y'all. Say y'all. God is good to me. The higher that the Holy Spirit, he lifts you, the bigger the demons are going to try to come at you. But I'm here to tell him right now that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The blood of Jesus is against him. During this time, since you saw me August 1, 2010, we didn't know where our next meal was going to. It wasn't that we were sitting on our fanny, not doing nothing about it. We went out every day. We cleaned toilets, we cut grass, we did whatever we did. And I didn't have money to sew, but I went and sewed into the anointing. I washed people's toilets. I ironed their clothes. I babysat their kids. To sow into their lives. Don't ever stop sowing. Don't ever stop that flow. By the time I got home, we started seeing a glimpse of change. The telephone started ringing. My husband's a builder. Everything was dead as a doorknob. I mean, no, there ain't nothing in our strength we could have did but God. He provided through the whole time that we walked through all of that. He provided. We were in a rental house, and we had so much grace. I believe we were pulling off of our heavenly banking account. The people never made us move. We never had money to pay them for 12 months. Prior to that, we never was able to pay the mortgage payment for 13 months. And when the bank come out to take the house, they said, I'm going to give you $1,000 if you'll move. They gave us money to move. And we lived there for 13 months without paying any rent, any mortgage payment. Tell me we wasn't pulling off of our banking account because we never stopped giving. The phone started ringing. Things started changing. My husband started getting work. Our season changed. The atmosphere over us changed. Can I tell you, I am a favorite of God. The favor chases me everywhere I go. My husband can't even keep up. It's coming at all sides of him. And guess what kind of places they are? Churches. Guess what kind of churches they are? Baptist churches. Big contracts. Big contracts. Huge contracts. Ridiculous contracts. God reigns. If you just believe, nothing, nothing. Did you hear me? I said nothing is impossible to God. Did you hear me? I'm talking to the man in the white shirt. I said nothing is impossible for God, you and your family. And you know what I'm talking about. What God is doing right now, we've been having house church. We had house church for a year in our church after we moved out of the building. Well, I forgot to tell you this part. The building left my hands, that commercial property I had. But let me tell you another miracle. When you have a bankruptcy, a chapter 11, the worst one, nobody's going to give you a loan. No bank's going to give you a loan. Nobody wants to talk to you about giving you a large loan on a piece of commercial property. Well, the people that had it in their hands put it back in my hands, and God brought a money man, a Christian prophetic money man. And he said, the Lord told me to give you the money to get your property back. The property is in my name. It's rented out. And every penny I get, I sow seed on it. Every penny over the mortgage payment, it goes to seed. It goes into the anointing. I'm very choosy who I sow into. I sow into the anointing, the true anointing. As God directs me, I never go without. I'm different than what you saw me here last time. I never went without the whole time. There was times we didn't know how we were going to pay our water bill. Guess what? I open my closet and a plastic bag falls on the floor. This may seem little to you, but it was big to me. I opened it up and there was a gold chain inside of it, a little gold chain. Now, what was that gold chain doing in my closet where I keep my toilet paper and stuff? That was a weird place, but it was saved for that moment. And it was more than enough. My water bill did not get turned off. And let me tell you something else. A lady called me, didn't even really know me. She said, the Lord said that something's getting ready to turn off and I'm supposed to take care of it. God is able. And it was everything that would have taken my husband. If the phones and all the lines were turned off, that would have shut down his business. But God is able. I didn't ask for anything. I seek the kingdom of God. I seek his face. I put my trust in him. My trust is not what I see in the natural. It's in God. It's in the one who reigns, who lives. And he don't have a respect of person. He does not have a respect of person. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you if you just dare to believe. Do you understand? Only believe. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. I said nothing is impossible for God. Since that season, my husband and I were able to pay over $200,000 old debt that we had accumulated from borrowing. We was able to pay all that rent because I believe in paying people that you owe. Now, I do believe that debt can be canceled, but that's not the way God wanted me to do it. We're looking for a new location. Everything in this season is debt-free. Say debt-free. Do you believe? We're in a new season, and everything is debt-free. Our house is going to be debt-free, I'm looking for. It's debt-free. I'm going to get a new car. Do I have to have one? No, but God wants me to have one. He tells me to give it away. I'll give it away because nothing has me a hold on me. You got to be easy to live, freely to give. Nothing has a hold on me. I walked through hell, but I learned a whole lot walking through that. That's why I can stand here today and tell you the truth of God, how much He loves you. And how much He cares about what you're going through, all the opposition. You need to have the mind of Christ. You need to renew your mind. When you sin, you need to be quick to repent. Take off your mask. When you do somebody wrong, go to them and tell them, ask them to forgive you. And don't go out for lunch and have your pastor for lunch. Pray for your pastor. Stand behind him. Support him. This is my brother. He's real. I honor him. This is my sister. She's real. I honor her. You honor the man and woman of God that God has put over you. And I know this church does. I'm not talking about anybody that's here today. I'm talking about the ones probably that didn't come today. Are you ready for your breakthrough? I'm almost done. Is my 30 minutes up, Barbara? God wants you to lay down all our old duties and routines. These are some instructions. God wants to renew your mind with His word so you can let go of the past. Because some of you are holding bitterness. You're holding anger because of your loss. But just remember God's promises. See, I'm in covenant with Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. I don't know who you're in covenant with, but I'm in covenant with them. Let go of all your hurts, your loss, and your fears, and the past relationships that you're still crying about. They hurt me. I know it hurts. I know it hurts when your kids are in sin. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. But God cares. God cares. And He says, bring it to me. Lay, cast all your cares upon me because He cares. God cares about all that. But we need to release. I have released. Well, why do you still have anger and bitterness? How come it still flares up? There's a root there that you haven't dealt with. That's a whole nother message. See, the enemy has held a lot of people captive in this last season. And God, He wants to just heal your emotions. He wants to heal your mind. And He wants to change your mindset. God has sent me here. He told me if I would obey Him and do what He says to do without any limitations, without putting Him in a box and tickling your ear, He said, I will use you for my glory. That when you speak, it would penetrate into their spirit and the captive will be set free. Somebody needs to give a shout in this house. Thank you, Lord. We are now in a new season of breakthrough, promotions, and transition. That's what was happening this whole weekend. This is now. We were getting ready to cross over, step into when I was here in 2010, because that's what the Lord said. I came as Jeremiah 1. That's what He told me to do. It may not make no sense to you. Sometimes things don't make no sense to me, but I just repeat what He says because sometimes I'm blonde, but I got brown roots. I'm just trying to loosen you up a little bit because I'm really a serious-minded person most of the time, and I'm trying to loosen up. And you know what? I'm trying to take my mask off just like I talked about and be real. This is real. God is going to do a new thing in the earth. And I know we've been saying that for a long time. It's already started, folks. You see, these people were fired up for a reason. Because the seed, the word was going out all weekend. All about the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand and the kingdom of God is in you. God wants to set you free. Everybody say amen. What does he want to set you free of? Your loss, your last loss, the loss that you had in the past, fears, old relationships, so on and so forth. God can do what looks impossible to us in the natural. God can and will do all things. And this is the key. If you only believe. If you only believe. If you only believe. I'm going to read this to you. I wrote it down, and I believe it's a word from the Lord for this house. For haven't I told you over and over again through my word that I would never leave you or forsake you? Haven't I told you how much I love you unconditionally? Haven't I told you that I would deliver you from the hands of the enemy? See, he's already been defeated, and he's under your feet. The Lord would have me to tell you today you have said to him, I've been going around and around and around and around again with the enemy. And when you've been going around in a circle, the Lord said, now take a rope of my word of God and tie the enemy to a stake. I have begun to pave your way forward instead of going around. Now you will go up. Now I understand what the Lord was saying when he said we would go up. For in up, there is coolness that you have not experienced. You would say, Lord, I am refreshed. The Lord says, I am controlling the gates of revelations for my people to know the future. Don't drift back into your past. So let your sound arise. And my hand will unlock those gates. For the enemy cannot stand against my power. You are in another season. You're in a new season. If you only just believe. Fear and doubt and unbelief is not going to carry you to this season. The glory realm has opened up. Now watch me come in and prove myself mightily in the earth. Tune your ear to hear the instruction of heaven. For it is the sound of heaven. Listen, and you will hear and see my glory, saith the Lord. I just thank you, Lord. You are so good to me. I just praise your name, exalt your name, for you are my peace. I truly love you with all that's within my heart. I see your healing power. Now take hold of your hand as I walk beside you. You in all my ways. Holy Father, do this one thing special for me. Breathe your breath upon your people, like you said, and set the captive free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let's stand to our feet this morning and give God some praise for His Word. It's your response to the Word of the Lord that determines the outcome of your success. If you will grab a hold of that which God has said, you will see the manifestation of His glory in your life, I promise. You know, I want to say something very quickly because we're going to do something here in a minute that people have waited a long time for, but I noticed something. I know a lot of you notice a lot of different things about LaVonda and her group of men and women, but I noticed two things about them that I pray that this house will have. I notice how they protect the weakness of one another and how they protect the strength of one another. They would protect their weaknesses and their strength. I noticed that. So y'all was too busy. You didn't notice that. I'm aware of everything. And it's a kingdom concept that actually just comes naturally by the Spirit. That type of attitude will cover the unseemly parts. It won't expose. It will lift up and cover those unseemly parts. And then the same kind of Spirit will cover the anointing to not nobody taint it either. So that's what I noticed about this team this weekend. It's a very strong trait that we need to have in our life as men and women of the Lord. In saying that, I want us to respond today. And let us honor the people of God for their coming and giving all their heart, many, many hours of before they even got here, praying and fasting and studying and seeking. Now, when anyone asks you to do something in response of what God has given, you don't need to get uptight or anything like that, but you need to just understand if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. We're going to receive an offering of gratitude for these people. LaVonda has developed these people, and these people have developed her. And that's the way it's supposed to be. We're ministers one to another. And we strengthen and help one another. If we could just receive that, it becomes easy. So I'm going to ask you, out of your heart, out of your love for the Word and the love of God, to respond by your giving today. This is not manipulation to give you to give anything. If you don't feel it, don't do it, please. You have to have a cheerful heart. The right attitude gives the right response to God that He will do something in your behalf. So right now, if the ushers would assist me one more time, and if you need to sit down to write a check or anything like that, you may do that. But I just want to bless this woman of God. We're connected by blood, but we're deeper connected by the Spirit of the living God. And as you sow,
into the kingdom, you're connected as well. It's just what way. If you need an envelope, raise your hands, and the usher will make sure you get one. And we just want to do this as quick as possible, but we want to reverence God. We don't want to shortchange anything. Amen. We don't want to shortchange anything. We just want to do that. I know time is valuable for everybody. This weekend has been an awesome weekend. We had Friday night from, I believe we started at 5. We ended at 9, 9:30. Think about that. Saturday, I got here at 9. I think it started at 10. We went till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Holy Ghost showed up. We was slinging snot, tears, and everything. It was a time. What a time we had. How many's had a time this weekend? Amen. And it's times like these that make us sense the value of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's times like these to connect us together. If you can go to them, guys, and pass the pan, that way they won't have to move a little bit. If y'all can go to them quickly as possible, let's give in faith, believing that God's going to honor us as we give to the ministry of His Hand Extended and the House of Refuge, which LaVonda is pastoring. She's looking for another place so she can have a bigger place. I believe in this next place she's going to have a house of 100 people. And it's just amazing what God's doing there. Can you believe that this kind of, for those that have been here for the last couple of days, know what I'm talking about. This kind of anointing is in a house. How many knows that's where church started? They would go to house, breaking bread and sharing in the things of the Word of God. Thank you. I want you to understand how much we love and appreciate you. Hallelujah. If we're about done, everybody, if you need an usher to come to you, raise your hand. He'll come to you if he can't see you. Thank you, Jesus. Are we all set, guys? Stretch your hands this way. Father, we receive the gift of love that you have sent through these people to us. And by our obedience to you, God, we sow back into them a tangible prosperity seed that it would, God, just go in your hands and multiplies. God, we say 30, 60, and we ask, God, right now that the manifestation of the hundredfold blessing come upon this seed, that your people may experience the abundance of more than enough. Let them know you as the God of more than enough. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want your team to come down here real quickly. This wasn't rehearsed. I want the team that came from Georgia to come down to the front, right across here, standing. Right in the front, please, real quick. Sir, can you help them, Pastor James? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to do this real quickly, and then we're going to honor the men and women that have went through the school of ministry and give them their certificates of ordination and their license of ministry. And this is a ministry of impartation through revelation, brings transformation, gives us dominion in Christ Jesus. We empower, cover, and equip the men and women of God that they can do that which God has called them to do. Is everybody here? Bambi's missing, isn't she? And Sonia, they went to the girls' room. Oh, man, it take all day for that sometimes. How do you know that God can be in two places at once? Hallelujah. Sharon, would you come? Sam and Edie Frank, would you come? And I want everyone else just to stand before them face to face. Renee, face to face. We do never want to allow anyone to pour into us without us praying the prayer of faith to strengthen them and cover them as they go home and as they travel the highways, that the protection of God's angels will go before them and help them. I'm going to ask Jan, and I think Mike's out there. Would you come and help us? I've got these people. These people are the people of the Lord that we look to for helps and direction in this house, men and women of God that have been seasoned in the things of God. We trust them and we honor them. But would you, as they pray over these people, would you stretch your hands as well this way? Let's pray. Just go up to them and begin to cover them with prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the gift that you have brought to this house. We thank you, Lord, that you're able and well able to speak into their life and strengthen them, God. Everything they poured out to us, Father, we ask that you fill them up sevenfold times more than they have given, God. Give them favor in every area of their life, God. Strengthen them, Father. Let this be a season of new beginning for them, God, that they would go into greater dimensions and do greater exploits than ever possible thought of, God. Let your will be done now exactly, completely in earth as it is in heaven, God. Transform us into the image and likeness of that which you have created us to be, like you, Father, in purpose, in power, in destiny, Father. We pray, God, that the kingdom of God will flow through them and continue to strengthen them and keep them all the days of their life. No weapon formed against them will prosper, God. We pray a covenant blessing upon them. We pray a covenant blessing upon them. Come here, Renee and Audie, get up there and pray for these. We pray a covenant blessing upon them, Father. Everyone, let us hear your voice. Pray for them. Come on, let them hear you praying for them.